on, is it the tough teams or something with you guys?
No, just boils down to execution. You know what, but in football, in the season, you're gonna have some games where it's going to be like that. So it's just a matter of everybody doing their job. You know, go back to the drawing boards and, you know, get ready to play Washington and try to get the running game going against them.
Is there anything you need to do mentally to fight getting too frustrated with, hey, it's just two games, we can get back to what we were?
Oh, yeah, no need to be frustrated about it or panic. We still have 8 games left. It's important that, every guy does his job. And then when every guy does his job, man, the running game will get back on track.
And it's really the key. I mean, everyone likes to talk about, Orton threw all these interceptions, but you establish that running game, doesn't it really get everything started?
Oh, yeah, running games open up the pass. When you're able to run the ball effectively, that opens up your passing game. And, like I said, man, we're going to do all the things, the little things and necessary things to make sure that we get the running game going this week.
Is it hard to get in a rhythm when you're out, then you're back on the field, you're out again?
Oh, no, because we're going series. So that's not really – that really doesn't matter. Like I said, man, it just boils down to everybody doing their job. And once we establish that, the running game will be back on track.
Cool.
Is
the team's playing you any different the last couple weeks against the run?
No, we knew going in that Pittsburgh had the number one rushing defense in the league. And, it's something that we talked about all week is try to, establish the run against those guys. It didn't happen for us, and it's behind us now, and we look forward to get it going against the Redskins.
What about the Redskins' defense? What do they do well? I know they're not statistically very good against the run, but they got Haynesworth up front.
They have a lot of good athletes. Start with Haynesworth. It takes two guys to block the man almost every player. He'll be in the backfield. They have really good players on their team, not on just defense, all the way around the board. So, despite what their record is, you can't take them lightly. We have to prepare well this week to go down there and play a good game.
You probably know the Redskins a little better than most people since you played them twice a year for several years.
Yeah, like I said, man, all the years that I played them in Philadelphia, they always had good, athletes on both sides of the ball. And it's a team that if you take lightly, you can go down there and, get your tail beat. So, you must prepare through the week to go down there and have a good game.
From what you've seen from them so far, is that 2-6 record deceiving?
I think it is deceiving. Whenever you have a team that have good players on both sides of the ball, anything can happen, for that team on Sundays. They've just been in, offensively they've been struggling, so their defense been out there a little while. So it's important that, when they do start to struggle Sunday, that we capitalize on it offensively.
What's the key to get this run game going again?
I think I gotta answer that like 5 times.
I know.
Just everybody doing their job, man. That's all it boils down to. There's no finger pointing at nobody. We all in this collectively as an offense, and it takes all 11 guys to get the running game going.